Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, run my show. Who the hell are you? I have none of you. None of you. Where are you? Sammy W. I'm in the show. All right, Adele. This is called Infect. Need you now.
Yeah.
Your show? It's your show, you told me, right? No, you're right. I'm here, baby. How are you doing?
Thank you. 50%.
With our member magazine, the photo of a rescue animal in this animal interest. This last edition item won't last. You guys can make sure that you are sick of
it. It's a
problem for too many animals.
And it seems
Thank you. somewhere in New York.
Thank you. Sure. So, probation may have been, let's say, $2. Value the long run. It's why our actively managed fund can help you achieve the goals you have now and the ones you're still imagining.
So whether you're investing in thinking, I'm not reading. Is it COVID? Pack COVID.
And this commercial here from Pasture or does it?
Love, baby, love. That's the secret. four of us to love each other without maximum problems. And man, this world would be a ghetto. That's where we want to be. I see trees of green, red and blue. I see the blue, burning trees. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty.
Thank you.
down. You sing?
How
do you sing?
All right.
Thank you.
Morning, brother.
Thank you. If you will join with us in this movement,
if you will join with us and call, you will bring friends and family with you. I promise you, our best days are yet to come. Former UN Ambassador and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley hitting the campaign trail hard Sunday, the final day before tomorrow's Iowa caucuses, picking up a new endorsement amid building momentum for the polls. Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan throwing his support behind Haley today, saying he believes she is the top prospect to beat President Biden in the general election.
I think Nikki Haley's got all the momentum. And what this race is really all about is to try to nominate the strongest possible nominee for November. I'm convinced that the momentum is with Nikki Haley, that she has the potential of moving into a second place, although it may be a distant second place, which gives her momentum heading into New Hampshire.
In the latest Des Moines Register poll, almost half of Haley supporters say they would support President Biden over former President Trump in November if Trump were to get the Republican nomination, suggesting Haley is capitalizing on the anti-Trump vote. And in a hypothetical matchup between the remaining GOP hopefuls and Biden, Haley is ahead of him by 8 points, beating him by more than any other candidate.
I'm not so sure Ron has a handle on things. He's kind of flip-flopping a lot. I don't know. Or he might not have the... There is a certain something that I'm not sure he has all the way, but I think Nikki does.
According to an Axios report, with Iowa allowing day-of party registrations for voters, some Democrats and independents in the Hawkeye state are planning to, quote, crash the caucuses, becoming Republicans for the day to vote for Haley and skew the results for Trump. So we need you to get out there. We need you to make sure you layer up in case you're standing in line. We need you to make sure you bring your ID. We need you to make sure you bring people with you. Now, according to the Des Moines Register, Haley is leading Ron DeSantis by about 4 points in the latest poll, and sometimes second place means more than you think in Iowa. When you look at the history of the caucuses, the last Republican to win here in the Hawkeye State and go on to the White House was George W. Bush in 2000, Natasha.
All right, Emily Finn with the Haley campaign, thank you. And meanwhile, one candidate hoping Iowa provides a much-needed campaign boost is Ron DeSantis. Correspondent Brooke Schaefer is monitoring DeSantis' trail tonight. Brooke, what's new?
Well, Natasha, the Florida governor today brushed off those new polling numbers showing him in third place here in Iowa, calling himself the underdog. On the campaign trail in Iowa, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today dismissing a new poll showing him in third place in the Hawkeye State.
It's good to be an underdog. I think that our supporters here, I think Iowans generally, I think they roll their eyes at some of these polls.
The Florida governor in these final hours before the Iowa caucuses expressing confidence in his campaign despite the polls.
Hey, sorry, how you doing?
Monday night in Iowa, some say, will be make or break for the Florida governor, who staked his campaign so far on his ground game in Iowa, visiting all 99 counties and securing big-name endorsements like Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Evangelical leader Bob Vanderplas. But DeSantis has struggled to close the gap between him and his rival, this weekend saying he's in this for the long haul. Planning to transport people from their homes to caucus precincts across county Iowa. DeSantis hopes to turn that big to him, Iowa's prominent evangelical community. Before this campaign in Des Moines Sunday, we're split on who the caucus for, DeSantis or his rival, former President Donald Trump.
Schaefer in Iowa, thank you. And for more on how to need is preparing for tomorrow's caucus. Elizabeth Ken Martinelli, founder of the Never Back Down PAC, that supports the Kansas School President. Again, thank you for being here
tonight. Good evening, Ken.
Let's start with that final Missouri roster poll before the caucus. It comes out yesterday, Nikki Haley moving from Governor DeSantis in the second. I know that he is brushing it off today, but real talk here, are these numbers a concern for the campaign?
No, I mean, when you look at the enthusiasm measured in that poll, it's very low for Haley. The highest is for DeSantis, and half of her support comes from independents and Democrats who are not very likely to show up. And when you throw in negative 15, negative 20 degree weather, all the less likely to show up. So the weather is a bit of a curveball for everybody, but we're built from the ground up based on the enthusiasm for the governor and his record of accomplishment, being the only veteran as well. And that kind of foundation is built to weather these kinds of literal storms.
Do you think a great deal of Haley supporters will not show up because of the weather tomorrow?
Well, it depends what you mean by Haley supporters. I think an awful lot of folks that show up in polling as Haley supporters will not show up tomorrow. And a lot of the Trump folks are not likely as well. We'll see what portion of ours show up. We have more precinct captains. We knocked on almost 1 million doors in Iowa, almost over 3 million nationwide. And that kind of ground game gives us a big leg up on the other campaigns. We believe that that, combined with the fact that the governor is the conservative in the race, and you heard from one of your evangelical voters there, he best fits for the evangelical lane, and that's two-thirds of this electorate. He matches Iowa values awfully well, and so we think he's positioned superbly, having worked awfully hard, harder than anybody else in the race, to do well, to surprise positively tomorrow night.
Let me ask you, in about 15 seconds, what do you believe is the biggest threat to the DeSantis campaign right now?
Well, I don't really see any direct threats. I mean, obviously, we've got to turn out the folks who say they support what he believes in, and there are more people who share his beliefs in the Iowa Republican electorate than any other candidate. So do they stick with those beliefs and his record of accomplishment with the confidence he can do that at the national level? I think they will. We think they will. Talking to them door-to-door, even this weekend in the Philly poll, they're still saying that's the direction they want to go. So our grassroots response suggests we're going to do very well tomorrow night, and we're looking forward to it.
Okay, and let me ask you this. You know, Marco Rubio today announcing he is endorsing Donald Trump. This makes him just the latest Florida Republican to go against the state governor. Why can't DeSantis maintain that type of support from his home state?
Well, actually, that's an interesting question, Natasha. If you were looking at the call centers we have here in Iowa today, yesterday, this weekend, it is massively populated with Florida leaders, state representatives, state senators, cabinet heads, paying their own way. Because they know better than anybody else who has accomplished a conservative record that has changed people's lives. So the people who know best from Florida are here for Ron DeSantis. They're here in unbelievable numbers. It really says a lot. You compare that to the fact that almost no one from 2016, Trump 2020, or even his cabinet members, everyone in one person, whether they have over 40 cabinet members, none of them are campaigning for him. So the comparison there is stark and favors the governor's experience and accomplishment substantially over everybody.
Okay, Ken Cuccinelli, appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Good evening with you.
And tonight we are monitoring what's happening right now. We know Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is speaking or set to speak at a campaign event. This is in Adel, Iowa. I believe she's on stage now. Let's take a listen.
And now he is with me again. Ralph, I adore you. Thank you so much for being here coming to Iowa. And to Bill and Connie. You know, I have been campaigning in Iowa for 11 months now, and we have met the most amazing people. I mean, through every aspect of whether it was meeting, you know, driving a combine with farmers, or being at the state fair, which y'all have a fantastic one, by the way, and everything in between. And when you meet people like Bill and Connie, Like, they're people that you know you're going to take with you for the rest of your life. They just are great people, and they're why we're doing what we're doing. Thank you. Thank you for being such people. Yeah, our team will continue to monitor this live event, and just one of many today, because every hour counts with the caucus tomorrow. With more analysis, Niall Stanage, White House columnist at the Hill, joining us live from Iowa, breathing the cold like the rest of our team there. And Niall, good to see you, and I do want to start with the temperatures. Negative 25-degree wind chill tomorrow. The campaigns are asking voters to still show up in this. Walk us through this first. Does this potentially hurt Trump, and why?
Potentially, yes. The problem with these weather extrapolations and pressures is that you can argue with yourself. You can argue that it does hurt Trump because of the polls showing him so far lead. Does that lead to some complacency among his supporters? It's very visible that at an event of his I was at earlier today, he was urging his supporters to caucus as if he was 1 point down rather than 28 points in the lead, as you see in that poll just there. So that shows, I think, the dangers of complacency coupled with adverse weather having a detrimental
effect on the person's term. Yeah, it was interesting. We just heard something like this from a rep from the DeSantis PAC who was on our show live just now. Do you believe that Haley could also potentially see an impact here? Because the polling numbers yesterday did show very low enthusiasm from the supporters out there.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. Natasha, if I had to put money on the candidate who's likely to be most hurt by these weather conditions, it would be Nikki Haley for a couple of reasons. One, as the representative from the DeSantis Super PAC mentioned, that poll showed a lot of her support coming from independents and Democrats. It also showed that lack of enthusiasm, relatively speaking, among her supporters. Now, perhaps they will all work out for her and their supporters will show up. But I do think there is just less passion, perhaps, on her side of the equation. And that matters, because obviously, in those kind of temperatures, you need people to feel an intense bond to candidate. It can't just be someone who rehearsed and think, oh, well, she's okay. If that's the case, she's in trouble with that.
Niall, would you be surprised if, because of this weather, the negative 25-degree wind chill tomorrow, we see DeSantis actually move back to second place?
No, I wouldn't be surprised at all. This point that this campaign makes about their organization is a legitimate point. They have been on the ground for a long time. The Florida government has visited every one of the 99 counties in the state. The campaign is pretty well advanced from what I hear on measures to actually get their supporters to caucus locations. So look, if we're speaking in 24 hours time or a bit more, saying no, I'm DeSantis, this is a good night, I think it'll be a combination of organization and
jaw-dropping. Matt, I always appreciate the analysis and time. Thank you so much. And stay tuned to former Republican presidential candidate Larry Elder joins us live in our next hour. He is throwing his endorsement behind Trump. He's turning up that conversation with Trump at Mar-a-Lago before Elder drops out of the race. And who he suspects Trump may choose as a running mate at the next hour. Well, shocking video giving us a closer look inside that Alaska Airlines flight after part of the plane blew out mid-flight. We have updated information on just how long these Boeing models will stay grounded, snarling traffic plans for thousands of Americans. And more updates on the video allegedly taken at a U.S. operations base in Iraq showing a jellyfish-like object.
Updates. There you go, that's the news. I'm using. Six. I'm
Basketball,
Hey. Nobody working, okay? I'm homeless. Yeah. I knew you. Okay, I couldn't plan to leave him off. Okay, sorry. Hi, John. Today's the show.
Yeah, that was great. Talking
loop took me from 184 to 123 in just weeks. I'll never forget the look on my ex-husband.
All right. I'm busy. I have things in my hand.
So when he knows there's something in my hand, he's coming to me. I can't see it.
Hey,
Jim.
Hey,
Different taste. It's spinach, it's vegetable, it's lamb, and it's rice.
Sounds great. Rick Williams,
He's in a funeral. You believe it? Rick Wilson? You heard of him? He said, yeah, Rick Wilson. I said that. He's in a funeral. He's in a funeral.
Over here, what I did once, they're really nice to me. I say, hey, we have like $10. Okay, like, yeah. And they gave me a big thing. And said, don't worry about it. It was worth more than I was they gave me. And what I paid for, oh, yeah, it's so they gave me ass. They gave me it. It was great. It was spicy as hell. Yeah.
That's spicy, right? Is it spicy for you?
Mix it
with the food.
Yeah.
I bought it.
Big bit of lamb,
like
rice,
they put spices. Food like lamb and chicken. Pre. You might write this wrong. Tastes good.
Not bad, right? Charlie boy, come on.
Smile, good. You don't appreciate it when I gave him one. You know what he did? You know what he did?
Rip it all down.
You know what my nephew did? You know what my nephew did? He bumped into the tree by accident, but then when I told him, he didn't go back to the stop from moving, and I almost fell down.
He
did sorry. That's so how it's plan. Tastes good, right, Ma? There you go. I hope you don't go to the bathroom. Yeah. Nice job. Worth it. Chinese food does that to you, you know? That's just... The meatball. Yeah. Like the meatball? Yeah, I do spice with it. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Good smoking. I used to smoke cigarettes, of course.
How about the spinach? Is it spicy?
It's good. No, it's not spicy. It's not spicy. It's never spicy. Yeah. I can't thank you enough. Oh, you know? Hey, Gus, I tried calling you the other day. And you must have been sleeping. I don't know. I tried calling you one day, you're sleeping. Not in a shy way. Yeah. Oh, no, Nanny. Way too high. No, I'm listening to this. He says that. So, so Billy Joel. Yeah, be nice. I like your people. It's cool. Small feet. I get that. Thank you. What about you? Did you eat?
Hey, Debbie, are you going for Nikki Haley? He's a criminal. No, so why? He told my story he's running to the United States of America. I'm right, right, Debbie? I didn't vote for, I'm not voting for Biden anymore, but I'm voting for Nikki Haley. And her votes are getting higher and higher. Nikki Haley is a good candidate. But she does. She was in, she was a, which state might we see her, what's it called? She quit because she was the run for president.
You know why? They're afraid
that
they might
put Hunter in and run. They might not.
Is it a Trump or Trump?
I voted for Trump.
You're
gonna vote for him? No, I voted for
Trump.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it. I don't know. I think she's better. You can vote for her because she's a woman.
Obama, if she would get to black
Paul votes again higher and higher, higher and higher, Nikki Haley, every day.
No.
No, they go for Nikki Haley.
And
she hired so many blacks to get it. You know, go for Nikki Haley.
The only thing you did for the blacks is
a member of what Biden was doing, he was trying to get Obama to be a public black report again.
What would the amount to qualify for welfare?
Some shit like that, yeah.
Can you check the bathroom
seat
by the hair
dryer
right now?
Alright.
You done?
No,
check me in. You don't like it?
Oh, yeah, I like it. Are you slow?
I get you right to the vegetable
balls. I love them.
Yeah. I give you the last one. I know there'll be something you like. Do you like the wear?
I love
the wear. You like that one too?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Not the rice. You like the bread. I'm sorry, Mr. Tweedy.
I'll take a coffee cake, guys. There you go, you want a coffee cake? Here's something that's got to be.
Oh.
The other one, the
tweaking.
Ah, with the caramel.
This one
it is. I'm about to choke. Okay.
And it's funny because before I learned it, then I greased it. You know,
very greasy.
There's
no grease on it. Whipped cream. Huh? My phone?
Oh, no.
In
the corner of the bar, the stand that you bought. It's the best of country music over me. You can hear your vibe from the church or a quarter.
Optometrist for good. Did you know that vision impairments have nothing to do with your eyes? The eyes are simply a camera for the part of the brain responsible for your sight. Here's the truth. No matter what type of glasses you wear or what eye treatments you try, you're only treating the symptoms. So listen up. Eventually, it will become harder and harder to see clearly. They can feel detached and less engaged in life. This is when your loved ones start to worry if you're able to manage on your own. And the next thing you know, you're relying heavily on others. But here's some good news for you. Top researchers from the University of Cambridge have made a startling discovery. While studying a lesser-known area of the brain, these researchers have come to find that all vision impairments stem from one specific cause. More importantly, they've unveiled a simple seven-second vision ritual to make you feel bright tonight, which is now scientifically proven to restore your vision back to clarity, regardless of your age or current eye condition. Even 70-year-old patients who were entirely dependent on their glasses for over 7 years are now seeing better than ever. I encourage you to stop what you're doing and click the Watch Now button below right now to watch a free informative video that will show you how to naturally reclaim your vision. Remember, no need for a doctor or spend hundreds of dollars. This is something you can easily do from home. Already over 110,000 people of various ages are using this 7-second ritual. You can find this easily even in low light situations. Just imagine, no more blurring, double vision or strain on your eyes. No more dealing with expensive glasses that never really help. Best of all, you'll finally be able to cherish the world around you again. However, the billion-dollar eyewear industry has twice before removed this special presentation from the internet in a desperate move to safeguard their profits. So it's uncertain how long this invaluable information will remain available. This time, click the Watch Now button below before it's too late.
Oh.
Yeah, you set me up.
The first time I went, I didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I discovered the Oreos. First thing I
did.
You know,
just by chance, I go,
you
had dessert?
They
go, yeah.
Good night. Good night, Devine. God bless. Sam, just be more careful of the plan, because you're not going to be able to be very angry mother here and bring your grandmother. Because she has that plan for a long time.
I work over there
on
Elliot.
I know where
Elliot
is. Elliot and 82nd. Okay, I'm not going 82nd. I go to the
50s.
Oh. Okay. And Cherry Hill. But this is going to be my list. Is it there?
Are you by the cemetery?
It's there.
Oh, 56. Okay, so you were over here.
You were also the same.
Okay, yeah.
I see my thing.
There's a Walgreens, a brand of Walgreens opposite.
Yeah.
There's no cost at all over there.
Exactly.
That's my last visit there.
Why? What happened?
No, I don't go back there.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You have COVID?
No.
No, it's just like, do you have it? Oh, do you want to have it? I got it once. It's 3 years and 5 months. I was a little late to the party. I ate that again. And I got it from him.
Oh, my God. It's thrown out. You saw that? you raise one? Yeah. Yeah. Remind me tomorrow, Mom, okay? To call the hospital to confirm it, or the judge to confirm it. Yeah. It's hard to say. Mm-hmm.